Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. Today, we're going to speak about how Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, is marketing, promoting herself for the president, run, and how she's using strategies that you can start using for yourself. So if this is your first time here, make sure you subscribe, make sure you stay towards the end, because today we're diving about marketing, how you start implementing marketing for yourself. So first thing first, as I get started with this live, I want to read a disclaimer, because this is no way or form anything of that nature. So I'm about to read this disclaimer. This video is intended solely for educational purposes. It's not designed to influence or endorse any candidate. Our discussion focuses on analyzing the marketing strategies and tactics used with the aim of understanding their success. We do not intend to sway or affect your decision-making process regarding any candidate. So now that I have that disclaimer out the way, now let's dive into the topic of marketing of Vice President Kamala Harris and how she's marketing to put herself out there to the world, how she's connecting to many, and how she's able to deliver a message that many will can possibly relate to. So first thing first, we have to understand the terminology of marketing, okay? Marketing is bringing awareness. So marketing is awareness. I'm going to put is equals to awareness, okay? Awareness. Marketing equals awareness. I'm going to bring that in the camera. There we go. Marketing equals awareness. So let me read the definition of marketing, and so that way we can actually be have a basic understanding of what it is. So marketing definition in business. Let me share my screen. See it? There we go. I'm sharing my screen. In business, marketing is the process of generating interest in a company's products or services. It can involve many aspects of business. Okay, yeah. Okay, so in business, marketing is a process of generating interest. So the reason why that is so important, because when Vice President Kamala Harris is running for president, she have to bring awareness to herself. She have to spark interest in the audience, so the audience can potentially vote for her. So when, as I was watching and learning and seeing everything that she has done, first off, she broke the record of $81 million. She raised $81 million in 24 hours, and she broke the record because she understands marketing. She understands how to bring awareness to herself. She understands that she needs multiple people, a lot of people, to see what she's talking about, to understand what she's delivering, and to be the message and the candidate that people resonate with. And so as I was reading the articles, reading the different information and studying for this video, it said that she had over 888,000 people donate.
And 500,000 of them was the first time donors, or first time donors. So that means that one, she knows how to market. Two, she has a great team. Three, she's bringing awareness for herself so others can see and resonate with what she's talking about, with what she's delivering, what she and how she's showing up. See, the reason why that is so important, because when you start doing and having a business for yourself, you have to learn marketing. Marketing is the number one most important thing there is, because in order to have customers, in order to gain attention, in order to have awareness, you have to put yourself out there. You have to put yourself out there that would not only bring awareness for yourself, but it bring awareness to everything that you're doing. So as Vice President Kamala Harris, as she's marketing, promoting herself, she's bringing awareness to the president, she's bringing awareness for as she's running for president. And so when I start to really dive in with the numbers and really understand what marketing was, it really showed me that she's putting herself out there in a way where many people can see her, where many people can learn from her, where many people can see and identify what she's talking about. See, in order to have and share your message, you have to be willing to market. It's not just about a president can't go to call a president run. It's about you. If you have an idea, if you have a thought, if you have a business, you have to be marketing. You have to be communicating. You have to be putting yourself out there in any type of way, in any creative way that will help you get more customers, get more awareness, and make more money. So during yesterday, Vice President Kamala Harris, she raised over $81 million within the span of 24 hours. Within the span of 24 hours. And just imagine if she tried to have an idea and then market herself and then put herself out there, do you think she would have had as much awareness in order to raise that type of money, in order to break that type of record, in order to bring that type of awareness? 888,000 people donated. Yet 500,000 was the first donor, was first donors. And it was so incredible to see those type of numbers, because when we understand that there is more that goes on behind the scenes with marketing, putting yourself out there, we have to do it in a way that connects with our audience. So as she's marketing, she's connecting with her audience. She's connecting with her audience because she's able to deliver a message, tell a story, and show up in a way where others can see, I want to support that. Not saying I want to, but what I am saying is that she has awareness. She has awareness. When anyone has awareness, and just imagine like the amount of people that needed to see an ad, they needed to see a video, they needed to see a post. That's a lot of people. 888,000. Hold on, maybe y'all can't see what I'm seeing. Hold on, let me write it down. 888,000 people. This is people. People donated 888,000 people donated to her campaign. And the reason why there's an important number to understand is because the more people that you get in front of, the better chances you have. So marketing is bringing awareness. And for those that want to support, those that want to buy, those that want to purchase anything, you're in front of them because you have awareness. You're in front of them because you're marketing. You're in front of them because your message is connecting with them. See, marketing is really just understanding that everyone that has some type of goal, business, and or aspiration, they have to learn how to market. They have to learn how to put themselves out there. They have to learn how to communicate well. So that way, as they're communicating, they're able to build and connect with the audience. The audience is everything. As you are building what you're doing, you have to understand the person that you're communicating with. You have to market to not only one, but to a masses. 888,000 people signed up to donate. And 500,000 was the first donors. And the reason why this is such an incredible number, because that's a lot of people. That's a lot of people to decide if they want to participate in something. 888,000 people is a lot. So after she broke the record of 81 million within a time span of 24 hours, she understands marketing. She has a team around her that can position herself, position her message in a way that can help donate and bring more awareness. That can help donate and bring more than she think. Because 888,000 people donated. How do you bring awareness to something if you're not properly marketing, if you're not properly putting yourself out there? See, when I start learning about business, start learning about marketing, start learning about advertising, start learning about everything that I'm learning now, I had to learn that it's not just about social media. It's about me making videos in a way where I can build an audience, where I can communicate to an audience, where I can connect with the audience. I have to connect in a way where I'm sharing my story, I'm sharing my mission, I'm sharing everything that I have in mind because I want to connect with the audience. I want to connect with the audience in a way that's going to help them, help you all later on in life with personal development, marketing, and business. The reason why that is so important is because if I don't have awareness, if I don't have attention, I can't make a difference. I can't make a difference. Like the impact that I want to make, I can't make anything because I don't have the attention. I don't have the awareness. 888,000 is a lot of people. And so when I start to really dive into everything that I'm doing, I started to understand that marketing, social media, putting yourself out there is marketing. And it's marketing because you are communicating in a way where others can see your story, they can understand what you have been through, and they understand the mission that you have in mind. I was watching this video with Master P. I know this video is not about Master P, but I was watching the video. As I was watching the video, he understands that he has to be more than what he think he is or what he think he can be. Marketing is just one piece of the puzzle. When you have the puzzles around you, i.e., the people, the education, the knowledge, the money, you can do a lot of. You can make a lot of impact with that. You can make a lot more money with that. Reason being because you know how to market. You know how to put yourself out there. You know how to communicate in a way. Vice President Kamala Harris is putting herself out there because she's marketing. She's promoting. She's advertising. And the reason why that is so important is because when you start something that you have a goal for, when you believe in the thought that you would like to do for yourself, you have to understand that it's not going to be easy. You have to understand that the process that you are going through, you have to communicate with a lot of individuals so they can see what you are talking about. I remember when I started washing cars back when I was in the Marine Corps, as I was washing cars, I had to go talk to people. I had to go put myself out there. I had to go communicate with other individuals to say, hey, I'm washing cars now. If you need or know anyone that needs their car washed, I'm the guy. Don't send them to nobody else. Don't send them to our face. I'm the guy. Send them to me. Send them to me so that way I can help them wash their car. At the time, I didn't know I was marketing myself. I didn't know I was putting myself out there. I didn't know I was advertising myself. I just thought, man, I have an idea, and this idea is going to come from something. As it's coming from something, I have to understand that I have to be willing to do the work. I have to be willing to show up. Even though when you're marketing, everyone that you communicate with, everyone that you come encounter with is not going to convert. It's not going to sign up. It's not going to pay anything. And I really want to see. I don't have the back end numbers of everything. So I got this number one from an article. And then I was also looking at Facebook advertising, the meta setting or the meta reports on like the amount of money that they're putting into it. Amount of money they're putting into advertising. Amount of money that they're spending on the digital. Just Facebook and Meta per se. And so I'm thinking that they had to reach a lot more people than 888,000 individuals. Because for 888,000, I'm interested in see what did they spend in order to get that to convert. And by converting, let's look up the definition of convert. To convert means, definition, Google definition, not my definition. I'm going to read the Google definition. Convert definition. It is convert definition, cause to change in form, character, or function. Convert, change one really, no. A person who has been persuaded to change, no. Change to, cause to change in form. Hello, no. Convert in business. Let me put it in business. Convert in business. There we go. My bad. There we go. The word convert
has multiple definitions in business, including when a website visitor takes a desired action. By desired action is a call to action. Like if you like desired action or call to action is, hey, if you're enjoying this video right quick, well, right now, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit the subscribe button because now I'm calling an action. And when someone takes a desired call to action, that means that they just converted on something. They just converted doing something. And the reason why that is so important to learn in marketing, because if you're putting money out there, you're looking forward to convert in some way. You're looking for some type of purchase, some type of lead, some type of information exchange, just some type of way where you can collect and really start building your audience, start building the information that you would like to collect. When you're marketing, you're bringing awareness, and when you have awareness, you can create these type of numbers if you have the budget for it. She made over $81 million within 24 hours, and she said 888,000 people. Let's look at a calculator. Hold on. Let's look at a calculator. I'm about to pull a calculator up so we can actually see it. Hold on. Let me see. Okay, there we go. 88,000 divided by. Wait, that's not it. My bad. Hold on. 81 million. 81 million. That looked like 81 million. Divided by 88,800. That is 91.2. So it probably paid any who got, what was I calculating? 81 million. Yeah, divided by 81 times 888,000 equals. Okay, yeah. Okay, $91. 888,000 people paid $91 or an average of $91. And so what it really opened my eyes to is that if you're marketing correctly, if you're putting yourself out there correctly, you're able to connect with those that's willing to take an action for you, that's willing to convert with you, that's willing to work with you or purchase anything from you. Reason being because your message is strong. Reason being because you are marketing. Reason being because you're putting yourself out there in front of a lot of people. And so when I was in the Marine Corps and I started washing cars, first thought I had was to get some business cards. And at the time, it was called the journey of a car wash, because the car wash can go from dirty to clean, clean to dirty. And that's a journey. That's a process itself. And so as I called it that, I had an idea that I was going to wash cars because the journey is getting the car back to clean. And I didn't understand as I purchased the business cards, I was marketing myself. As I communicated with others, I was marketing myself. As I gave my card out to others, I was still communicating. I was still marketing with others. And the reason why this is so important, because I had to learn that marketing is not just talking. Marketing is not just flyers. Marketing is not just social media. Marketing is so much more than we could ever imagine, because it's a way where you communicate with your audience. It's a way where you communicate with your audience or your ideal customers to help them or serve them something that they have interest in. So when someone converts, that means that they have interest in a desired action. They taking the action. But instance, if you're watching this, make sure you leave a comment. And make sure you leave a comment on your biggest takeaway. Like I'm calling an action. In the marketing, you have to call an action for someone to take in order for you to see the conversion or to see them convert. If you don't have a call to action, if you don't have something that can go to and or purchase, you're not converting anything. And the reason why converting is so important is because you're able to recognize what's working and what's not working. 888,000 people paid an average of $91. An average. This doesn't mean everyone paid $91. It means that average of average of individual paid $91. $91. For those of you just joined, I did a calculation of 81 million, because with Vice President Kamala
Kamala Harris. Why am I pronouncing? Kamala. Kamala Harris. Vice President Kamala Harris. I did the calculations of 81 million divided by 888,000. And it came to an average of $91. And that's so important because marketing shows that you have to communicate with a lot of people in a consistent manner to show that you connect with them, to show that you have something. But even though you have something, you have to continue to show it to them. So marketing has to continue to be shown. Marketing has to be consistent. Marketing has to be consistent. S-T-E-N-T. Marketing has to be consistent. Marketing to be consistent. Thing has to be consistent. Okay, there we go. There we go. And the reason why it has to be consistent, because I read the stat or I saw this course, that they said that it takes an average individual 7 different times for them to see one ad or the same person multiple times for them to purchase something. And another stat was it take up to 7 hours for them to get comfortable with you so they can convert and work with you. So that's a lot of talking. That's a lot of marketing. That's a lot of different ways that you have to put yourself out there to make people feel comfortable with you, to make people want to purchase with you, to make people identify and connect with you because you're marketing. When you're marketing, you're putting yourself out there, and the action, desired action that can be taken shows that it's working, demonstrating why it's working, and it's a representation of what happens when you continue to do it. See, marketing is something that a lot of business owners struggle with. A lot of small business owners struggle. A lot of content creators struggle with. Even though you are able to create, do, and understand the work, doesn't mean you understand marketing. And so as I was washing cars when I was in the Marine Corps, I didn't understand it, but I knew if I wanted to work with other customers or work with somebody, I had to go talk to them. I had to go put myself out there. I had to go communicate with them in a way where I'm serious about what I'm doing. Like, hey, I wash cars. If you don't know, if you happen to know anyone or you need a car wash yourself, I'm your guy. I'm your guy. So I ordered 100 business cards and I gave away probably 50 cards and I got 2 people to respond. So 50 people, I spoke with 50 people. I gave them a card and only 2 people worked with me. Only 2 people brought their car to me. Only 2 people allowed me to wash their car. And one of them was my close friends. One of them let me wash the car off back. Hey, man, I'm trying to start washing cars. Let me go ahead and wash your car. And another one was somebody that I didn't even know. But they allowed me to wash their car because I put myself out there. I put myself out there because I wanted more awareness. I put myself out there because I had an idea. I put myself out there because I wanted to wash cars. See, when you're starting something and you're doing something for yourself, you have to understand that you have to go tell others so you can start doing and growing. And so as I start to really learn and dive deep with everything that I was doing, I had to learn that I had to talk to more people. I had to do more work. I had to communicate even more than I thought. Because how do you really bring awareness to yourself if you're only communicating with one person per day? If you're only communicating with 2 people per day, if you're only communicating with 10 people a day, the awareness that you are seeking, the awareness that you are looking for is so small because the amount of people that you're reaching for or looking for is so small because you're not speaking to a lot of people. And so when the 2 people converted or let me wash their cars, I washed the car to the best of my ability. I washed the car to the best of my ability, right? So I showed the process. I showed like, hey, your car is dirty now. When it goes from dirty to clean, this is the process of it. I'm able to take a picture of it. I'm able to show you. I'm able to show the work. And at the time, I didn't understand, even though you're doing something, recording, as you're recording, you can use it as marketing material. So then I'm like, I'm just doing things. not even knowing the terminology and the definition behind everything. I'm just doing it because I have an idea. And my idea is so strong that I'm committed to figuring it out. And so when I get done washing, before I even start washing the car, I take a video. I take a before video. And so I take it of the outside and inside, and now I want to show the process. I record as I'm going a little bit. It wasn't as much because I can't really clean and record at the same time. Furthermore, what I can do is wait till I get done to show the before and after. Before and after. Before and after. I was marketing myself for the next customer that I wanted to speak to because I had a before picture and an after picture. Reason being because I was marketing myself. I didn't understand the work that you do can be marketed to the next customer or the next individual or the next someone because you're putting yourself out there in a way where they can convert, where they can purchase your stuff, where they can pay for your services. And so when I understood that marketing has to be consistent, I'm just thinking, how many people did she have to reach out to in order to convert 888,000? And for her, I'm talking about Vice President Kamala Harris, and how she's marketing, putting herself out there. And it was so incredible to see, like, the numbers on, I can't really see her back end. I can just go on Facebook advertising and just look at the numbers and see and read some articles, you know what I mean? So I'm able to see what others are putting out, so I don't have the entire information from the back end, which is absolutely fine. I don't need it. But what I am able to see is that she made 81 million within 24 hours. And when she made 24 million within 24 hours, I'm sorry, 81 million within 24 hours, 888,000 people donated an average of $91. They donated an average of $91. And it's so incredible, so inspiring, because if you have the correct material, if you have the correct reason, if you have the correct messaging, you can market yourself. It probably won't be as much as Vice President Kamala Harris made, but it is something more that you have a chance to do when you get more awareness and speak to more people. So marketing is understanding that you have to put yourself out there. You have to be consistent. Even though you have to be consistent with social media, it pays out over time. It pays in a way where you're not familiar with, because you're able to connect with your audience in a way where they build a deeper connection with you, where they see what you can do, what they can see your everyday life. And the reason why that's so important, because social media is a way where you can connect with so many different people that you have never met with, because you're constantly marketing yourself. And as you're marketing yourself, you have to understand that you have to be consistent. It pays to be consistent. Reason being, because when you quit, when life gets hard, when life gets tough, you're not able to reap what you're putting out to the universe. You're not able to receive and get back everything that you're putting out because you stopped too early. So the reason why marketing has to be consistent, because your audience, your customers, and anyone that you would like to work with, they have to see that you are showing up for yourself. You have to show up for yourself as you are marketing, because if you're marketing and you're not showing up, you're wasting the marketing. And so when I was committed to showing up to wash cars, I had to do it every day. If it wasn't every day, it was every weekend. I had to go and put myself out there every weekend because I was the one that wanted to do it. So I had to go get the vacuum. I had to go get the soap. I had to go get the materials. But if I had the vacuum, the soap, and the materials and have no customers, I just wasted a whole bunch of money. I just wasted a whole bunch of money because I didn't know how to market myself ahead of time. I didn't know the purpose behind it, because the purpose behind it was so confusing. How do you get more customers? How do you get more awareness? How do you get more business if you're not marketing yourself? If you don't have a way to put yourself out there and connect with those that's interested in purchasing something by converting. And by converting is to take a desired action. But by desired action is like a call to action. Like, I'm calling you to act on an action, as far as if you're enjoying this, comment below on why you're enjoying this. Because we're talking about marketing. We're talking about marketing and how everyone can start doing it and why everyone should start doing it. Because if you have an idea, if you have a goal for something, you have to put it out to the universe. You have to put it out to the universe. I want to look up the definition of what is conversion in marketing again right here. Because it's so powerful. It's so powerful. And so now that it says the act of turning a prospect or visitor into a paying customer, subscriber, or lead. A lead is someone that has submitted their information and now you are able to communicate with them further. So when Vice President Kamala Harris, when she was marketing herself, she was putting herself out to the world so others can see what she is speaking about. So the next part I want to hit on is that marketing has to be shared. And it has to be shared because it has to go to the right individuals that's interested in what you're speaking about, that's interested in the topic. Vice President Kamala Harris made $81 million within 24 hours, and 888,000 people donated to the president run that she's on. And then 500,000 individuals was first donors. So obviously, the marketing has been shared because that's a lot of people to connect with. That's a lot of people to purchase or to pay or to send some type of donation. And her team, she understands what she needs to do in order to share and spread the message. In order for her to connect with others that have never heard her message before. And the reason why that is so important because marketing is something that a lot of people struggle with. A lot of people struggle with it because a lot of people don't understand what they're doing. As I was washing cars, I didn't understand what I was doing. When I started working in real estate with my mentors, I didn't know me speaking to a homeowner, me speaking to someone that owns a piece of real estate, I was marketing myself because I was asking them if they would be interested in selling their house. Now, real estate is pretty challenging. It's pretty challenging because you have to really dive into their problem, communicate with them, and market to them consistently. Because your first conversation is not going to be a sale. Your second conversation is not going to be a sale. Even your third, most likely, is not going to be a sale because it's all about timing. I didn't understand that marketing is all about timing. How do you communicate with someone repetitively in a way where when the right time is present, you're there in front of them? Marketing allows you to be in front of them when they're ready because you're constantly doing it. You're consistent with how you're showing up and you have different ways of showing up. So one thing I learned about social media is that social media has a lot of people on there. It has a lot of people on there, which means that the message, the marketing, and the campaigns can be shared across the platforms. And by campaigns, let's look up the definition of campaigns. Campaign marketing. Campaign definition. What does campaign mean? Okay, it's right here. So it says, marketing campaigns are sets of strategic activities that promote a business goal or objective. The reason why that is so important because a campaign has to have an objective in order for it to be successful, in order for it to reach the right people, in order for it to communicate with the individuals that's interested in hearing the message and support the message and represent the message. Reason being because if you're marketing to everyone, you're not marketing to no one. I was in this business class, and I was telling them that the type of business I wanted to have was an advertising business. I'm like, social media is not going anywhere. It's only improving over time, and it's constantly improving by the day. Everyone needs marketing. I'm like, everyone needs marketing. I'm telling them, they was like, who's your customer? I'm like, well, everyone's my customer. Everyone's my customer because I believe everyone needs marketing. Everyone's my customer. And shout out to Action Zone because they kept telling me that was like, you have to learn that everyone's not your customer because everyone's not going to purchase in a lot of things that you have. Everyone's not going to be qualified to purchase anything. Some might not even want your products. So when you're able to identify who you're communicating with, you're able to craft a message in a way that will help them or help your audience understand what you're bringing and they can possibly convert. And so when I finally understood, I'm like, huh, that makes sense. And see, it makes sense because the marketing has to be shared. If the marketing is shared to people, the individuals that's not interested in the product and or service and or the communication and or the message, it will be a waste of marketing because you're not communicating with the individuals that's interested in it. That's most likely to take the desired action. Reason being because there's a process behind everything. There's a process behind marketing. Who are you communicating with? What are you sharing and how are you delivering that message? As you continue to show up and deliver your message, you have to be consistent with what you're saying. I know in this video, I probably said marketing probably over 30 to 50 times. I'm saying it a lot because I'm intentionally saying and focusing on marketing. Now that I understand and have an objective and goal, I want to really dive into the meaning behind it, the goal of it, and why it's important, like if you're doing something for yourself. And it's important because marketing has to be consistent. You have to show up every single day. Even when you don't feel like showing up, you have to continue to show up marketing yourself because when you continue to show up marketing yourself, the right time for your customers to take action will be present because you're showing up for them. You're showing up consistently. You're showing up in a way where they know what you speak about, what they know and understand what you have said. Marketing is something that has to be consistent and done every single day. We went to this conference a couple of weeks ago, and it was someone that sold countless of businesses, and he was just explaining. He said something about the market cap. You have to learn what the market cap is in order to position yourself correctly. So I'm like, what does that even mean? So I raised my hand and asked the question. I'm like, so when you mean, what do you mean by market cap? What does that even mean? And then we because he got to explain that about selling businesses or selling and removing himself from the business that he started. He said, a market cap, if you have one business and you're trying to sell something, it's called EBITDA. I don't know how it's EBITDA. It's called EBITDA. When you have one business and you're trying to sell it, you can sell the business for $10 million if it's evaluated for that much. But if you have 10 of the same businesses, you can sell it for a multiple of the 10 because you have multiple different businesses or multiple businesses underneath one umbrella rather than just one. It's always confusing to me. I'm like, what is that? What did you just say? He said, when you have one business, if you sell it for $10 million, it's only for $10 million. If you have multiple of the same businesses and you sell it, it will be more than $10 million because it's a multiple, which means that the valuations get multiplied by, it get multiplied, which means that when you leave your business or sell your business, you get to make more. So I'm like, I'm confused. What does that even mean? And so as he's explaining what he's talking about, my biggest takeaway was that if you don't understand marketing, when you go to the market and communicate with others, others are not going to understand you because your message is not right. Your message is not right. Not saying that his message wasn't right. His message was definitely right. Because it gave me a different perspective. It gave me a new opening. It gave me a new kind of awareness, not only when it comes to marketing, but also when it comes to business. And therefore, I have to understand, like, there's a process that everyone has to go through. You don't wake up being and knowing everything that you would like to know. You have to wake up, continue to learn, continue to show up, and be consistent. As you're being consistent, you learn along the way. And so when you learn along the way, you identify things that matter the most. And marketing is one that matters the most. If you're not marketing, putting yourself out there, then you don't have new customers. You don't have new existing customers. The reason why customers and business is so important, because if the customers are not buying anything, the marketing is a waste, because they have the wrong people or speaking to the wrong individuals that will not buy anything. And so when I really dive into like social media or marketing, business and different terminologies, it came to me that you have to learn more than you expect. Because even though you're learning more, you have to be okay with showing up on a consistent manner that will help your audience see and understand what you provide. And when you do that, your marketing will be shared. Your marketing will be shared because you are consistent. When you consistently show up, others market what you do. Others share what you're doing. Marketing is understanding that it's communication in a way where others can see, understand, and relate to the message. See, Vice President Kamala, I'm getting it right. Vice President Kamala Harris, she understands that she has to market, not just on social media, not just in person, but she has to do it in a way where she's continuing to build this connection up, where she's continuing to build and market herself. She is probably doing a lot. She is probably doing a lot of talking, a lot of press reviews, a lot of articles, a lot of blogs. She's a lot of promoting. She's doing a lot. And the reason being, because you have to market yourself in a way where you're constantly doing it a lot for others to see you in different places, different cities, different conversations, different organizations. Because when you communicate in person, online, or in any type of way, you're marketing yourself. And when you do it consistently, you're really marketing yourself. Why? Because your marketing has been shared to people that's willing to hear. Your marketing is being shared to individuals that understand what you're saying. Your marketing is being shared, which is helping you grow in a way where others will be go along the process. She raised Vice President Kamala Harris. She raised $81 million within 24 hours. And 888,000 donors donated on an average of $91. Average. Not saying that's what everyone donated, but just an average. Just a simple math. 81 million divided by 81. And then that number divided by it's just that number. 88 million. 81 million, I'm sorry. 81 million divided by 888123. 91, okay, yeah. So it's 81 million divided by 888,000. And you get the number of 91.2162, so on and so forth. That's where I got the average of $91 from. And so the reason why that's so important is because when you market to a big audience, when you market to and communicate with more people, more results can come from that. So that's the last one I want to hit on. Market to more. Three, market to more. More what? More people. More people. Why do you need to do this? Why do you need to market to more people even though you're marketing consistently? Because you never know when the right person needs to hear what you're saying in a way that they understand. Your marketing has to be creative. It has to continue to show up in different, many different kind of ways. Reason being, because you're able to connect with those that's hearing your marketing, that's reading your marketing, that's understanding your marketing. Your marketing is like the holy grail. I wouldn't say holy grail, but it's the the foundation that you can continue to put yourself out there in a way where it's going to help you connect with others. Just imagine you have 10 one-on-ones with 10 different individuals, and you're speaking to them about the same thing, same exact thing. They're at the same phase, at the same phase of life. They're doing the same thing, and you're communicating with them one-on-one. And so you're communicating with the 10 people within the span of 7 days. Now you're spreading it out. And so as you're communicating with 10 people over 7 days, that's like an average of 1.5 people per day. And even though you're able to spread it out and communicate with 10 people, you're having the same conversation with 10 individuals. And so that can be stressful. That can be tiring. That can be overwhelming because you are having the same conversation with 10 different people, with 10 different individuals. And the reason why I'm only using 10 because I want to keep it small where you can see what I'm talking about. Just imagine if you communicate with 10 people in one setting, you're able to communicate with 10 people in one setting, share one story, share one message, share one marketing material, and that 10 group of people, one would take action. Because you brought them together at one place, gave one talk, and market in a way where you don't have to continue to repeat yourself. Because it's one-on-one. You don't have to repeat yourself when it's one-on-one, but you will have to repeat yourself when it's 10 to 10. Reason being, because the audience sizes are different. One-on-one takes up too much time and you can't really make an impact and get more conversions or get more to get more customers or audience to convert because you're speaking to one-on-one. You're speaking to one person at a time. Versus 10, you can speak to 10 today, 10 Tuesday, 10 Wednesday, 10 Thursday, 10 Friday. That's 50 different people. And by the end of the week, you just spoke to 70. I'm sorry. You just spoke to 70 different people because you're speaking more to a group versus 7. The reason why that is so important because marketing allows your message to be shared, which means that you can communicate with more individuals. Marketing allows you to put yourself out there in a way where others, a lot of people will see what you have to offer. I remember as I was going on, I was coming home on the highway and I was looking to my right and looking at the different billboards that was there. And as I'm looking at the different billboards that's there, I see McDonald's. I'm like, McDonald's has been in business for a long time and they still are marketing. And they still are marketing and buying billboards and using social media and putting themselves out there so they can get customers. So they can have awareness and so they can stay top of mind. So the reason why that is so important because marketing helps you identify how you would like to show up. I was watching this video with Pace Morby and Ryan Pineda. They mentioned McDonald's and they also mentioned Zac Efron. Zac Efron was an actor that played in High School Musical. And so over time, he stopped showing up. And they made a statement. He was like, man, they did a documentary on Zac Efron and I just really forgot about him. I really forgot about him. He was like, see, that's the thing. When people don't stay top of mind, they stop marketing. They get too comfortable because they're good with where they are at. Until you continue to consistently market yourself, you will be known in different ways, in different meetings, in different settings, in different conversations because your market is being shared. And it's shared with individuals that resonate with what you're speaking about, with what you're delivering, how you're going about explaining things. And so when it's shared, you're able to market to more people. The billboards are able to market to a lot of people because one is on the freeway and two, it depends on the time of the day. And as individuals are driving, they can either look at it or not look at it. Look at it or not look at it. And it's marketing in a way where one, they have the attention, where they have the awareness because it's in a good place. But it doesn't mean everyone is going to take action on it. It doesn't mean you're going to make every last sale that you're putting out there to make. It doesn't work like that. How it does work is that as you're marketing, you're able to get more attention. As you're marketing, you're able to get more awareness. As you are marketing, you're able to really put yourself out there in a way where others can potentially work with you, can potentially connect with you. See, when I was younger and my mama was raising us, she was raising us in a way where she knew how to, or she was learning how to. And so as I got older, I'm really like, mama, you really struggled. How did you provide for us and take care of the house? How did you provide for us and take care of yourself? How did you provide for three boys and really come to terms that you're that everything is okay? Like, how? I ask questions today asking, how did you do this? How were you able to do this? And at the time, I didn't know that you needed awareness or marketing to make more. But my mama, she had the type of awareness and marketing because she was putting herself out there to make it in any possible way. She was consistent. She was very consistent. She was so consistent, she got 7 degrees working on her 8th. But then it really opened my eyes. I'm like, you made a way when there was no way to be made. Marketing makes a way to communicate with others because you're making a way to communicate where they understand what you are saying, where they understand what you are going through, where they understand the message that's being delivered. So when you're able to market to more people, to more individuals, you're able to connect with those or connect with the few that understand what they're saying. If there's 10 people in the audience, you're not going to connect with all 10, but there's a high possibility that you can connect with 50%. It's a high possibility you can connect with more than one-on-one. Why? Because one-on-one is just one person at a time. Versus when you're marketing to a bigger crowd, when you're marketing to more people, you're able to really put yourself and position yourself correctly that will help you create results that you're looking for. That will help you create the outcome that you have in mind because you know something more can come from it. And so when you're marketing, you have to understand like there's a process behind everything. How long can you be consistent as you're marketing yourself? How long can you be consistent with your message? How long can you be consistent with how you're showing up? There's a process behind everything. Sometimes we just have to face the process in order to recognize there's something here to be learned. Marketing is a skill that has to be learned in every aspect of life. Every aspect of life. As I'm driving down, And I'm about to get on the freeway. I'm at a red light, and it's this gentleman, this homeless guy that's on to my left. He has a sign that say anything helps. Anything helps. And so I pulled down. I was like, man, I just got some water. Would that work? He said, yeah, man, that'll work. God bless you, bro. I said, I appreciate you, man. God bless you. But he was marketing himself because he said anything helps. He didn't limit himself. The communication wasn't off. He was marketing himself. Anything helps because anything can be more than money. Anything can be more than a water. Anything can be something that a person is, that would just like to give. In reality, when you look to the side of the street and you see someone homeless asking for money, they're marketing themselves. They're marketing, putting themselves out there. Because if they was to stay underneath the tree and stay to themselves, How can you get money like that? How can you get any awareness like that? And they're very smart. They're very smart. They go to a place where a lot of people go. You have to get on the freeway. You have to stop at a red light. And you can't necessarily not look at them. You see them, but I've done this a few times. I've tried not to look at them a couple times. But then I try not to look at them when I don't have nothing to give. Because, you know, I don't have nothing to give. But they're marketing themselves. Everyone is not going to give. Everyone is not going to give you anything. But they will purchase at some point in time. I converted because I gave him some water. Anything helps. Roll my window down. Hey, man, I got some water. Would that help? Anything helps. Anything helps. So I converted because I took an action. I took an action. I gave him water. I'm okay with that. Marketing is putting a message out there, either written, either video, either audio, either any way that helps bring awareness to something that you're speaking about. See, if I was to get on camera and not say anything, would that be marketing? If I was to get on camera and not have a story and not share my experience, would that be marketing? If I got on camera and didn't know the goal and outcome that I wanted to achieve with this video, would that be marketing? So the answer to all of those would be depends. It depends on what you're trying to deliver. It depends on what you're trying to say. It depends on what you're trying to bring out to the world. It depends. And it only depends because every situation is different. You might have an audience that can't listen, but you might have a lot of audience that know sign language. So they're communicating in a way where they understand. Okay, you're communicating with someone that understands the message that they're speaking about because you're meeting them where they are at. Marketing allows you to meet people where they are at and connect with individuals in a way that's going to help them see what you have to offer, learn more about it, and be connected to it that will allow them to take action for it. You can't put yourself out there if you're not marketing. You can't put yourself out there if you're not understanding the message you're bringing. Vice President Kamala. Vice President Kamala Harris is marketing herself because she understands how she's putting herself out there to the world, how she's connecting with her audience, how she's communicating with those that's interested in listening to it. And it's so important because when you start doing things for yourself, when you start putting yourself out there, when you start gaining more awareness, you have to understand that there's something that's going to come from this if you have the right goal and objective for it. The goal and objective for it, 888,000 people donated to Vice President Kamala Harris' campaign. And 500,000 was the first donors of it. 500,000 were first-time donors, like first-time donating money. That was the first-time donating money. So her marketing is incredible because she's able to connect with others, because she's able to share a story, she's able to advertise, and she's able to put money behind what she's doing. To take advantage of the marketing for yourself, you have to have an objective. You have to have a goal and you have to have a reason behind everything that you're doing. Because everything has to be planned out, has to be thought about, and it has to be strategically presented in order for you to take advantage of the awareness. Not necessarily advantage, but to seize and understand the type of awareness that you're getting. And when you're doing that, you have to be consistent. Your marketing has to be consistent in order for it to connect with others. It has to be consistent. It has to continue to show up in many different ways. Because as it's showing up in many different ways, you never know that one way that you're putting out there, it could connect with someone. It could connect with someone because they understand what the message is. They understand what you're delivering. They understand what you're saying. They understand how it's being presented. And so since marketing has to be consistent, marketing has to be shared. With the marketing communicates with the right people, with the right audience, with the right group of people, your message and your marketing will be shared because there are multiple people that can connect with what you're saying, that can resonate with what you're delivering, can understand the message that you like to give because the message you're giving is so powerful. I want to look up the definition of shared. Like, what is the definition of, I'm going to put referral because that's what it is in business. Referral marketing. What is the definition of referral marketing? So it is, what is referral marketing? It is a form of advertising in which businesses encourage customers to recommend their services, products, or experience to other people. Other people, which means that your marketing is being shared. Which means that your marketing is being referred to. Which means that you have some type of your message is resonating with the ones that understand it, with the ones that see value in it, with the ones that it connects with. It's not going to connect with everybody. I saw this video earlier today with Master P. He said everybody ain't going to like you, but everybody don't need to like you. The ones that's meant for you, the ones that want to work with you, the ones that want to connect with you, will connect with you. Just depends on your marketing. If your marketing is right, if your marketing is correct, you will be able to have a message that connect with so many different people and make a bigger impact more than you think. Marketing can never stop. You can never stop putting yourself out there. When you start, just know it's going to be a long, bumpy ride. It's not going to be as smooth as you would like it to be, but there's a lot of learning curves that goes into marketing. Marketing has to be tested. It has to be trialed. It has to be understood. Everything that goes on with it has to be learned. Has to be studied. And then when you continue to market and be consistent, and your message is being shared, your marketing is being shared, now you have to market to more people. You just have to market to more people. Vice President Kamala, there we go. Vice President Kamala Harris market to a lot of people in order to get 888,000 individuals to donate. She had to market to a lot of people to get 81 million within 24 hours. She had to market to a lot of individuals. Reason being because 888,000 converted. By converting, they actually took an action. And I want to see what that calculation is. So 81 million. 81, 1, 2, 3. Divided by, what was I about to look up? Divided by, not the cost per 81 million. Divided by 24. Here you go, the calculator. 81 million divided by 24. Because she made 81 million in 24 hours. So that's what I want to calculate. 81 million divided by 24 is 3,375,000 per hour, and she made it in 24 hours. That's insane. That's insane. $81 million in 24 hours, and she made $3,375,000 within 24 hours. That's crazy. That's crazy. Her marketing went to the right individuals. Her marketing communicated with the right message. $3,325,000 an hour. That's incredible. Now you're able to market to more individuals. Because when you're able to market to more, you're able to see how much they're able to convert. I do want to do this one last calculation because this calculation just came to my mind. And so the calculation that I want to do would be 81 million, 81 million divided by, I had it in my mind, 81 million. Oh, divided by, no. Wrong. I'm sorry. 88,800 divided by 81 million. 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And this is 10%. Is it 10%? No, I don't think that's 10%. 10%. What I'm calculating is a conversion percentage. Divided by... Oh, it's divide. I think it's divide. 8, 8. No, it's not divide. I don't know. Anywho. So when you're marketing, you have to understand that there's a specific someone that you're speaking to. There's a specific group that you have to communicate with. And as you're communicating with them, your marketing and your results will show that how they're converting, how are they taking action for yourself. And so... When you're marketing, you have to be consistent with it. You have to be consistent with how you are showing up. Because if you stop showing up, you can be forgotten. People can forget you. People can forget what you have to offer because you stop showing up. And then when you continue to show up, be consistent, your marketing will be shared. Your marketing has to be shared. And it will be shared once your message and the way you're communicating is perfected. And so once it's perfected, now you just have to market to more people. You have to market to more individuals. Vice President Vice President Kamala Harris made $81 million within 24 hours. I'm sorry, she got donations of $81 million in 24 hours. And that was $3,325 per hour. Which means that she broke the record. She broke the record to getting donations for the president run. And so when you know how to market, you know how to communicate with others. Just be consistent. Just share the message and to market more people. Market to more people. So if you enjoyed this, make sure you share this with a friend that's struggling with marketing. And send it to them like, hey, I believe this message, this video will help you with marketing because it's a breakdown of something that you can understand. So leave your biggest takeaway in the comments. And I would love to read them, love to share them. And I appreciate y'all. Make sure you like, subscribe, and I'll see you tomorrow.